Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, doing deep prajna paramita, clearly saw emptiness of all the five conditions, thus completely relieving misfortune and pain. O Shariputra, form is no other than emptiness, emptiness no other than form. Form is exactly emptiness, emptiness exactly form. Sensation, conception, discrimination, awareness are likewise like this. O Shariputra, all dharmas are forms of emptiness. I come back to this because this fundamental point is elaborated further throughout the rest of the Bharat Sutra. But we need to see this fundamental point clearly, and it's sometimes hard when we use the English language because of our tendencies to use it dualistically in various ways. Dogen Zenji, in restating this in Maha Prajnaparamita, Fascicle of the Shobo Genzo, brings it up, and I brought that up yesterday, but I want to bring up a little different aspect of it. So one translation of that fascicle begins, when Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara practices the profound Prajnaparamita, the whole body reflects that the five aggregates are totally empty. The five aggregates are form, feeling, perception, volition, and consciousness. They are five instances of Prajna. Reflection is Prajna itself. When this principle is preached and realized, it is said that form is just emptiness, emptiness just form. Form is form, emptiness is emptiness. We'll stop here, because the point that I want to start with is this. The whole body reflects that five aggregates are totally empty. Dogen restates it in a way. The whole body reflects. Notice the difference between that and seeing. Seeing has a dualistic sense to it, the way we use it in English. Not only does it have a dualistic sense, but it's just one aspect of the whole of being, whereas Dogen wants to emphasize the whole body reflects. Reflects is different than seeing. Then Dogen clarifies it further. The five aggregates are form, feeling, perception, volition, and consciousness. They are five instances of prajna. Reflection is prajna itself. Reflection is just the nature of the whole body. Is he saying the whole body reflects? Another translation of this section of Dogen states it, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, while experiencing deeply the manifestation of prajna. Notice the difference between practices the profound prajna paramita, or experiencing deeply the manifestation of prajna, which means experiencing deeply our life, experiencing what this is. Clearly saw with the entire body that all the five skandhas are empty. whole body reflects, clearly saw with the whole, with the entire body. Whole body reflects, clearly seeing with the entire body. How is that different than the way we tend to see, or we tend to take the word see? It's important to see that difference. Clear seeing is prajna. Clear seeing is prajna. This other translation. Reflection is prajna itself. Reflection is the whole body. Prajna is the whole body. But if we get into some idea of form and emptiness, Dogen further clarifies, form is form. Emptiness is emptiness. It's this clear seeing whole body, or whole body reflecting, that we're talking about here as the prajnaparamita that Avalokiteshvara manifests. Manifests with the whole body, which is what we manifest with the whole body, because the whole body is the function of prajna, of the wisdom that is who and what we are, except if we insist that it's something else, except if we insist in dualistic ways of getting caught and entangled in thought, feelings, etc., as if they are part of the dualistic aspect. Being prajna. Prajna is not something we do, but it's being. Prajna is the practice of being. If we say de prajna paramita, we need to be careful creating such ideas that there's a deep, that there's a shallow. We're making trouble in the very prajna. The fullness of who and what we are is the fullness of prajna all the time. Though we miss it when we, as we use the word, are caught up in self-centeredness, caught up in dreams, caught up in various aspects, and we trifurcate, cut up what we are. What's this? Even if we use the word clear seeing, Akuin, if you remember, says the entire earth is the eye of a Buddhist practitioner. The entire earth. It's not some little thing in your face. This is the reflecting the whole body. This is the clear seeing. Seeing with the entire body, with the entire earth. This is what Akuin calls an invincible diamond eye, free of even the finest dust, meaning the finest anything that's separate. Anything that's other, anything that's even self. But if we get in trouble with it, with all the mine, not mine, yes, no, like, don't like, then the emptiness of the various functions, if I use that word, is missed because we entangle in its functions. Otherwise, we miss it. Otherwise, we get into distress, suffering over the conditions because it's not clear. It's not clear because we believe the, if I use the word, the dualism. The dualism. Even the dualism of practice. Practice is just another word for the whole body reflecting. It's not something you have to do, and yet it's something that does you if you get out of the way. And the way we get out of the way is, if you want to say, noticing caught up, holding note is noticing, noticing holding. Then we miss what we are. Hakuin has a nice phrase that when thought intervenes, if even a flicker of thought intervenes, you're killing chaos to provide him with eyes. Meaning, if our practice even, much less the rest of our life, is based on this thoughts, emotions, based on those, on that dualistic way of functioning and being, then we're killing our life even as we think we're clarifying it, creating a wound where we're healthy from the beginning. This is why this Heart Sutra is so valuable, so important. So we use dirty words like form and emptiness and form. But we have to know that those are just dirty words. Useful, but making trouble. Hakuin, who has got a, if I use the word, a wicked sense of humor, says about form is emptiness and emptiness is form. He says it's striking aside waves to look for water. Obviously, it's my thing. The waves are water, he says. Striking aside waves to look for water when waves are water. Hear that. Our very life reflects the form is emptiness. The form that isn't hindered by emptiness. It's the emptiness that is the very body of the form, if we say that. So we use expressions like not to. And that's so with all sorts of phrases that we bring up. The only point of the Heart Sutra is trying, I shouldn't say trying, is to help us clarify because we're so sure of our usual way of functioning. So sure of our usual way of functioning. And being sure of our usual way of functioning we get, nevertheless, we complain about the consequences, the misfortune and pain. That's, if I say it, the reason why, how we bring up things like this. Form is emptiness, emptiness is form. Hakuin says about those rubbish, it's a useless collection of junk. Don't be trying to teach apes to climb trees. That's the truth for us. Our whole life is nothing but this prajna manifesting. So Dogen can say 12 instances of prajna paramita are 12 entrances of sense perception. So he goes on, 18 instances of prajna are eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, mind, sight, sound, smell, taste, sensations, and properties. Plus consciousness of eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body. Even suffering accumulation, succession, secession in the way. That's the four noble truths. Suffering, attachment, end of attachment. And a eightfold path. These, them very cells as they are, Dogen says, further four instances of prajna. So we're always this prajna. So we approach practice not in a dualistic, goal-oriented way. From the very beginning, our whole life is this practice. It's not something else. It's not something else. Not something else, and therefore it's very easy to practice, because however our life is, whatever circumstances we encounter are our practice opportunities. Yes, we do formal practice to enable us to become familiar with, to do what's called for, because it's so, what should I say, seems so unusual for us to do it. But if we limit our practice to just what we do in the Zendo, that's not enough. It's our whole life that, in a sense, we're taking baby steps with the formal zazen, baby steps with the formal sitting, with the sesshin, as I said at the beginning of sesshin, so that we could continue walking throughout our day, throughout our practice, throughout our life, which is our practice, which is already prajna. This, that our whole body reflects the whole universe, because the whole universe, the whole earth, is our eye, ears, nose, tongue. Dogen reminds us, no, not Dogen, excuse me, Hakuin reminds us, in terms of form, sensation, conception, discrimination, awareness, or whatever words we use. He says, oh, that's wallowing in the grass. He says, if you pass these strange apparitions without alarm, they self-destruct. Snow Buddhas are terrible eyesores when the sun comes out. So that's to remind us that if we start seeing what it is we usually assume about our life, the various functions, the various circumstances, situations, beings, if we see them without alarm, they self-destruct. Or as the expression that Joko encouraged some people, thanks for everything, I have no complaints whatsoever. Then, all these strange apparitions that create harm and suffering for us, they self-destruct. They are the snow Buddhas that melt when the sun comes out. Now, they are the eyesores that are seen for what they are when the wisdom of prajna, the wisdom of clear reflecting with whole body, if I use the word experiencing with whole body, with whole body mind, of course. As soon as I use one word, the dualistic tendencies, dualistic traps are there. So then we add others, other words to maybe help us clarify. To getting stuck with the word forms, know that those are empty. Getting stuck with the word emptiness, it's exactly form. And all the other aspects, whether it's the five skandhas or the various other elaborations that the Heart Sutra does. But that's itself, as Hakuin mentioned, could be a couple of rat droppings, rat turds that would throw into a wonderful stew that is our life. See? That this is the waves of water that is our life. That we want to pick and choose among. In a way, the Heart Sutra is an encouragement for us. Various facets of encouragement, various facets of practice reminders when and how we are entangled in different aspects of this life. When we are entangled in fear. When we are entangled in conditions, when we are entangled in, and you fill in the various things, what we do, what others do, what we don't do, what others don't do, what the universe does or doesn't do. And the Heart Sutra lays it all out. Not born, not destroyed, not stained, not pure, without loss, without gain, so on and so forth. And we recite it over and over to help us become it so that it can be there when needed to assist us in not becoming something else, but being what we always are, who we always are, allowing our whole body to reflect this wisdom that we are, all the different instances of wisdom, the profound wisdom that takes care of, if I use the word, all suffering. Not something extra, but what we've always been and always are. And so is all the others who we meet. They are, everyone we meet is this. Whether they know it, whether they entangle in ways to miss it. Or not. Whether they become alarmed about it, as we do in different ways. So, okay, we've spoken enough. I hope some of this is reflected in your heart sutras, in your ongoing, in our ongoing practice, in our ongoing zazening, sitting, walking, eating, and throughout our life. So, as our practice deepens, one day, another day, further sitting, further practice in Sesshin, I hope we all get to taste more and more who and what our life is. Thank you.